Speaking at a recent forum hosted by the New Republic magazine, Governor McAuliffe says he put climate change toward the top of his campaign issues in 2009.
And I said, if you don't like my big ideas, don't vote for me. And you didn't.
In 2013, McAuliffe defeated a global warming skeptic, former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. Since taking office, Governor McAuliffe has reestablished the Climate Change and Resiliency Commission, signed an executive order to establish a state authority for solar development, and recently brokered a deal with Dominion Virginia Power to invest $700 million in solar infrastructure. McAuliffe frequently mentions a trip to Hampton Roads when discussing sea level rise.
During my speech, it was rained for 45 minutes. Driving with the mayor in my car, half the roads we went on were shut down, flooded. This was just a 45-minute rain. You cannot tell me that the sea level is not rising. I've seen it firsthand personally. If we don't deal with these climate change issues and sea level rising, we may not have a Navy here 20 years from today.
Some environmentalists say McAuliffe is not doing enough. Glenn Bessa, executive director of the Virginia Sierra Club.
The governor is going down the right path in terms of his investments in wind and solar and efficiency and addressing the issues of climate change head on. That's very important. But we really believe that the EPA's Clean Power Plan is good for Virginia, good for Virginia jobs.
McAuliffe generally supports the EPA plan to reduce carbon emissions, but says it should give more credit for Virginia's existing nuclear infrastructure, which produces no carbon emission. Several protesters unhappy with McAuliffe's support for the Atlantic Coast Natural Gas Pipeline were ejected at the New Republic event after one aggressively questioned the governor.
We thought we knew where you stood with fracking when you campaigned against fracking. I think you're full of shit.
McAuliffe says there are hundreds of pipelines in Virginia today, and that while he opposes fracking, he can't stop it, and therefore shouldn't deprive Virginians from the opportunities brought by the new pipeline. Craig Carper, WCVE News.